I am Boyd Funk. I'm a local farmer who has irrigated out of the Ogallala Aquifer all of my life. I usually think of water as a way to grow a crop, but to some people in the world, water has a different meaning. For the past 15 years, I have led a group that goes to rural areas of Central America. We build water systems, systems that are easy to maintain and simple. We tap a spring high in the mountains, a spring that runs year-round even in the dry seasons. The water is gravity flowed to the homes of the people. Trenches are hand dug, and at least one man in the village is trained to maintain and to repair the system. The water we provide is not for agricultural purposes, but only for domestic use. The immediate results of a water system are first noticed by the women. Women are usually the ones that carry water, sometimes for long distances. These women now have time to do other things. Having time to grow a vegetable garden or to spend time with their children makes a big impact on the lives of their families. There are also, as you might expect, improvements in the health of the people, less parasites, and improved hygiene. We also encourage the building of a septic and the installation of a flush toilet. Having water in the dry season enables them to make adobe bricks, and this spurs a building boom. They can improve their homes or even build new ones. The success of any community project depends on local leadership. Someone in the community had to seek us out. Then they had to convince the members of the community that the project could work and that the members of the community had to work in the project to get water themselves. We require them to work in the project if they want water. Usually they dig trenches and lay pipe. This last project, it was 8 miles of hand-dug trench and the construction of a concrete and brick storage tank that was 10,000 gallons. These tanks are high in the mountains, and just carrying the materials to the tank is a tremendous amount of work. Our help is not only to provide the resources to get the water system done, but showing that we care about them and they have friends. They can't believe that we would travel this far just to help them. This is a tremendous boost to their self-esteem. We also try to encourage the education of the children. We do a program for the children every afternoon and try to encourage the children to stay in school. Many of the families need the children to work on their farms. The children sometimes see no other opportunity for their lives but to continue the tradition of subsistence agriculture. Many of the farms in the lower elevations grow just enough corn and beans to feed themselves. These people have very little cash, maybe $1 a day, to buy the other things they need. In higher elevations, coffee becomes the main crop. These farmers have maybe $3 a day and are considered affluent. I am Boyd Fung for HPPR. I am a local farmer, and I am passionate about building water projects in Central America because they have a real impact on the people's lives.